the peace of the Lord be always with you. The Lord is my strength and my song.
He has become my salvation.
Sing to the Lord, for he has done glorious things.
Let it be known in all the world.
The processional hymn, Christians Awake, Salute the Happy Morn. A very warm welcome to everyone to the Church of the Ascension on this Christmas Day morning, as in fellowship with Christians throughout the world, we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you are a visitor to our church this morning, you are especially welcome. To us a child is born, to us a son is given, and his name will be called the Prince of Peace. Beloved in Christ, we have come together to celebrate the birthday of Jesus and to thank God for sending him into the world to become part of the human family. We thank God for Mary and Joseph, who looked after him and guarded him and protected him when he was little. We thank God for bringing the boy to manhood so that in all his earthly life, we can see what God is like. We thank God for reminding us at Christmas how much he loves us and for helping us to realize that he has always loved us and always will. But firstly, we remember that we have not always loved and served him gladly in return, or have not genuinely shared God's gifts with those who do not have the things that make us happy. Let us kneel and confess our sins to God our Father. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, Forgive us all that has passed, and grant that we may serve you in newness of life to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks, our God and Father, for you have created us and you sustain us through your only Son, Jesus Christ. You have revealed your love and your care for all your people. You are ready to forgive and to save in time of need. So we proclaim your glory, singing. Almighty God, you have given us your only begotten Son to take our nature upon him, and as at this time to be born of a pure virgin. Grant that we, who have been born again and made your children by adoption and grace, may daily be renewed by your Holy Spirit through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
The New Testament reading is from the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8. In that region there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors."
The carol, "Away in a Manger."
The cattle are till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay, though I may forever, and love me, I pray. Of all the dear children, in your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with thee there.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now in all times acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Now, would any of the boys and girls who are here today, would you come a bit closer to me? Would you mind? If one comes, I'm sure everyone will. No? Anybody? Anybody? Ah, good girl, good girl. Anybody else? Yeah. And no, and if you have a toy with you, something you've been given for Christmas, bring it with you as well. Will you? Yes. Now, I thought that might encourage you up. Yeah. Well done. Well done. Okay. Great. Great. This morning you'll be, in a few moments, you'll be showing me what you've been given for Christmas. We're not expecting you to give it away. Okay, like we did on other Sundays. Okay, rest assured. Nobody else know? Okay. Right. Well, listen, can you tell me, just at the start of what I'm hoping to say this morning, what are the things that remind you of Christmas? And anybody can answer that. The story of how Jesus was born. Yes, that's a very good answer. Indeed, anything else? That was a very biblical, a very serious answer. Good for you. Anything else that may help you think of Christmas? Sorry? Giving? Right. Sorry, I didn't catch you there. Giving to others. Yes, indeed. And hopefully, maybe receiving a few presents yourself. Wouldn't that be good? Yes. Anything else? Sorry?
Kindness,
yes. Yes, well, that's related to that. Are you going to go hungry today, do you think? No. No. I'm certainly not. So, what are the things that would remind you of Christmas? Christmas turkey? Yes. Anything else? Sorry? You say jewelry? Oh, joy. Yes, sorry. Sorry. Yes. Yes, indeed. What about Christmas pudding? Now, not everybody likes Christmas pudding. I love it, I must say, but when I was your age, I certainly did not. But it has grown on me. Literally. It's literally grown on me, as has Christmas cake and some other things. But something else that I think certainly would remind us of Christmas. Christmas cracker. And I'm sure you'll be pulling some of those later. And I'm just briefly going to use this Christmas cracker to tell you something about the very first Christmas, getting back to the point you made. Yep, absolutely. Obviously, the thing about a Christmas cracker at this stage is that we don't really know what's inside it. We might have an idea, but not precisely. And that is until we pull it. Well, I'm sure you were hoping you would receive certain things. First of all, did Santa come? Did he? Right. Did you
you get what you were hoping for? And maybe did you get any surprises as well?
Good, yes, indeed. That was always a big thing in our house on Christmas morning. Yes, hoping we receive the things we ask for, but delighted when maybe some of the things appeared as well. And there may be other Christmas presents that you haven't yet opened, from mums and dads, nannies and granddads, and others. And you don't know what's underneath the wrapping, but lo and behold, when you do, you probably will get a lovely surprise. Now, in the same way, Mary and Joseph got a big surprise because God chose them for a very special job. The angel Gabriel came to Mary and told her that although she was not yet married to Joseph, she was going to have a baby, and not just any baby. She had been chosen to carry God's own son, Jesus, and she and Joseph were to bring him up. And that certainly was a big surprise for them. Okay, well listen, since you had the answer about telling the story of Mary and Joseph, I'll ask you to pull this cracker. Would you pull it as well, please, and we'll see what happens. Right, and you won. Okay, hold on to it for a moment. Now, there was something of a bang. It's not the loudest bang I've ever heard from a cracker, but it's a really loud bang, and some crackers, they are really loud. If you weren't aware that someone was going to pull it, you might get a bit of a fright. And the shepherds who were out in the fields, they were somewhat frightened, because when they saw angels, they weren't expecting to see angels that first Christmas night. They were terrified. But the angels told them not to be afraid because they had good news to tell them. And the good news was that Jesus had been born. Now, there's usually a joke or a riddle inside the cracker. Have we got that today? Good. Thank you. Yes, I'd ask you to read it, only I thought I'd better be sure that it was appropriate to church. What is a snowman's favorite game? A snowman's favorite game. Would anyone like to hazard a guess at that? Well, I certainly wouldn't have got this, but yet it's like everything else. Once you know, it's all very obvious. Ice, I-C-E, spy with my little eye. Okay. Now, when we heard the answer, it became obvious to us, but it wasn't so obvious to us before we heard the answer. When I asked that first, nobody actually in the whole church got it, and I certainly, as I said, wouldn't have been able either. Well, the prophets of the Old Testament talked about what would happen when Jesus would be born. They described where he would be born and said many other things about his life. Not everyone understood them, and not everyone could see that Jesus was the answer to all of these things that had been foretold. However, when we look at everything the prophets had said hundreds of years before Jesus was born, Christians believe that it is clear that these things came true in Jesus. He was, if you like, the answer to a riddle like we heard this morning. Now, they often often hats, are there?
Yeah.
And is there a hat? Thank you. And it's a green colored hat. It could just as easily have been, and I'm not trying to sound political here, but it could also have been an orange hat. It could have been a red hat. It could have been a blue hat. Is this the kind of hat that you'd wear outside? Could you pick that up for me, please? Is this the kind of hat that you'd wear outside to keep your head warm? No. No, definitely not. I don't think so. So, what kind of a hat is it? It's a Christmas hat, but what's it like? A crown, exactly, well done. And we know it's a crown by the pointed pieces at the top of the circumference. And who would normally wear a crown? Sorry? King or queen? Well done. Very good. And we'll hear the king later today. He won't be wearing his crown. That is something really apart from his coronation, which took place last year, the only time he would ordinarily wear a crown would be when he opens Parliament, usually once a year. So, in the Bible, it says that Jesus is a king, but he's not like the king or queen of a country. I don't think this is going to fit me very well. No, better than I thought, because normally I have great difficulty wearing these. They usually tear because I have too big a head, but that's the truth. In size, that is now. I hope not in any other way. But this means that Jesus is the king of everyone, including all the kings in the world. And Christians believe that Jesus is the king of the world. Now, is there anything left inside the cracker? Usually, is there a gift of some? Is there a gift of any description? Ah, yes. What is it? And you're so right, indeed. So you will have the mystery calculator. The mystery calculator. Well, I'm not quite sure. It's a mystery, of course, how this works. But you take that home, and if you've nothing better to be doing this afternoon, you can work out the mystery. All right. Very good. Very good. Okay. Well done. So, but it was a gift. And all, they might only be little tiny gifts, but all crackers do have a gift of some sort. And that reminds us that the wise men brought gifts to Jesus. And do you know what the gifts the wise men brought were? Frankincense, yes. Gold and myrrh. Very good indeed. We all, of course, love to receive presents at Christmas time, but without Jesus, there wouldn't be Christmas at all. So at Christmas time, we remember that this gift, the baby Jesus, represented this morning in the crib we have in the church, that he came to earth for each one of us. So when we enjoy the Christmas lunch, the parties, the food, the presents, let us not forget about that very first Christmas when we remember that Jesus was born. Okay, now, just see some of the toys you have brought. What have we got here? Do you want to? Sorry? A husky! My goodness, yes, isn't that lovely? It's a very friendly looking husky, isn't it? Yeah, thank you. Have you anything there? A bag? Do you mind if I hold it up and let people see? Very good and very grown up. My goodness. You got Lindor, yes. Well, now that's, you know,
a young man of my own heart. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Thank you. And look, is there a doll there I see? Isn't that lovely. Isn't that lovely? My goodness. Okay. Well, can I just borrow that for 1 minute because I've left my own up at the desk. Just before we go back to our places now, we're going to give thanks for all the presents we have received, not only those that you've shown me today, but others as well. So let us say together the prayer. Loving Father, we thank you for Christmas, for this happy and exciting time of the year, for Christmas trees and decorations, for cards and presents and good food, for fun with family and friends, for singing carols and listening to the Christmas story, for all these things, because we have them to remind us of the coming of Jesus. Amen. Thank you very much, boys and girls. Thank you for entering into the spirit of that so well. Would you please stand? We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father, creator of heaven and earth?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in his Son, Jesus Christ, who redeemed mankind?
I believe and trust in him.
Do you believe and trust in the Holy Spirit, who gives life to the people of God? This is the faith of the church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The carol, O Bethlehem, is a small place.
Lord Jesus Christ, it is your birthday. Today in Christian churches throughout the world, people are meeting to celebrate your birth. May you be amongst us as real, as close as that first Christmas. With Mary, may we open our hearts to the word of God, that Christ may be born in us. Save us from a faith so shallow that we put away our Christian commitment with the decorations, or discard it. like an unwanted present. We are your church, Lord. We thank you for your creation and pray for the earth you have given us to cherish and protect. Nourish us in your love for all you have made and for those whom peace on earth, goodwill to men, has an empty ring. Survivors from wars or disasters who have lost everything but life itself. Relatives of those killed in violence. Refugees herded together behind barbed wire. People in our own country who have been sleeping rough and continue to sleep rough in the middle of winter. All those affected by the recent Magdeburg Christmas market terror attack in eastern Germany. Your birth doesn't mean much to them. No presents, no fun, no rejoicing, no love. At this time of our rejoicing, we remember those who cannot celebrate. We are your stewards, Lord. Guide and bless us in our work and in our play, and shape the patterns of our country's political and economic life, that all may share in the fulfillment of your creative work. Hear our prayers for those for whom Christmas brings added responsibilities as they work through the holidays. Hospital staff, energy workers, police, fire service people, all in the hospitality industry, and travel workers. For each one, whether at home or away at work, may you come among us. May we receive you as our gift and know you as our friend. We are your servants, Lord. All-powerful God, you gave your Son Jesus to be born as a tiny and vulnerable baby into an ordinary family, to learn for himself the love, the caring, and the strength a family brings, but also the tensions and the difficulties and the hurts. Awaken our hearts to your presence in all people, in those we love, in those we find difficult to love, and in those who differ from us, and those who are familiar to us. We are made in your image, Lord. We thank you for the gift of faith with its blessings and its sorrows. Shield the joyous. Comfort and strengthen those in any type of trouble. Bless all who are born today. Grant to all who are sick or sad your loving care and healing power. We remember in particular those bereaved, remembering especially those whom we know, particularly from this parish. Martha Findlay and the family circle following the passing of Jim. As you prepared a place for Christ on earth, help us in our faith that he prepares a place in heaven. In you alone we have eternal life, Lord. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who we offer our prayers and thanksgiving to you, Lord God, source of all that is true and holy, now and forever. Amen. Eternal God, you create us by your power and redeem us by your love. Guide and strengthen us by your Spirit, that we may give ourselves in love and service to you and to one another, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us sum up our prayers and praises in the words our Saviour Christ has taught us and say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The loose collection at this service will be in favor of the Children's Society support for children and young people with mental health issues. Remember to show kindness and to share what you have with others, for such are the sacrifices of which God approves. The collection carol, God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
God rest you merry.
Let us pray. Go in peace. The wisdom of the wonderful counselor guide you. The strength of the Almighty God defend you. The love of the everlasting Father enfold you. And the peace of the Prince of Peace be upon you. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you this Christmastide and always.
service on Sunday next, the first Sunday of the liturgical season of Christmas, morning prayer and the litany at 10 o'clock. And may I wish each and every one of you and all those whom you love, wherever they may be, those you'll be seeing in person, those far away, a very peaceful and blessed Christmas. The recessional carol, Good Christians All Rejoice. Grant, O Lord, that as we leave your house, we may not leave your presence. Be ever near us and keep us close to you, now and forever. Amen.